far north Queensland, this is the Hot FM Powder Room.
And joined in the Powder Room by Lou Strimmer from Cairns Central and the imperfect mum, Christy Vallely. How you doing, ladies?
Fabulous.
Fantastic.
Now, look, plenty of stories that were going on through the week. I mean, we had the Budgie 9 been released today. Shout outs. Thank God.
The Budgie 9.
Thank God for that. But obviously the other big story of the week was, of course, Kim Kardashian being, bound, gagged and robbed for a gigantic diamond.
Yeah.
And
it's,
the reaction online was probably the most interesting part. Famous person gets robbed of that kind of level. First thing everyone said was, publicity stunt.
Yeah, but over $13 million worth of jewellery was stolen.
Yeah.
So we're asking the question, do you think that we should have sympathy for Kim Kardashian? In a word, yes, because she's a human being. On top of that, she's also a mother. I'm not a mother, but I can only understand what it's like to not only have responsibility for yourself, but other people. And I think that that's the first thing that Kim Kardashian said when she was at gunpoint. She's like, I have children. Please just keep that in mind. Not only that, this woman had a gun to her head. She was bound. She was gagged. She was put into a bathtub. She thought that she was going to be raped. I think that that quantifies having compassion for.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's very unfair that people don't, you know, some people don't have sympathy out there and are accusing her of a publicity stunt. No one deserves to go through anything like that.
Do you think the reason that reaction's there, though, and I'll put this to you, Christy, is, sounds almost sexual when I do it. I apologize.
No, it doesn't. Now you... say that.
Do you reckon it's because we've been burned before? Do you reckon that's why? It's because people get to so high in this level and she's like the pinnacle of what's real, what's not.
She is, yeah.
Do you think that's probably why people immediately go, oh, well, I don't know about this?
Definitely. I think there's people that hang along the sidelines waiting for this type of thing to happen. And it's actually quite sad. You know, and as Lily said, and that's actually the first thing that came to my mind, she's actually a human being. And when you were saying that story, then I was covered in goosebumps and I had the most terrible feeling in my stomach. Imagine going through that. And were, you know, I don't know if the kids were there. Were they there?
No, thank God not.
But then
people who have experiences like that have issues.
Doesn't go away. No, it doesn't go away.
But you would always be worried.
Yeah.
No? People use this argument of, why should we have sympathy for Kim Kardashian when that's happened to countless other people who have remained anonymous?
Yeah, yeah.
But don't we have enough sympathy to go around for everyone?
But you know the reason
that's
why we do.
That's my thing. I don't, like, I'm not saying that we need to send a float down Abbott Street for Kim Kardashian.
Oh, well, hang on, I'll cancel that. Everyone's on that Facebook group. Sorry, we're not doing it. Sorry.
All I'm saying is that it's okay to feel a little bit sorry for her.
Of course.
Yeah. And...
but I can understand caution. I can understand people's caution when you're talking about a family that, in my personal view, manipulates a lot of situations that happen to
them
and
the people
near them. And that's, I think, I can understand why people are a bit cautious, but I also think, okay, it's legit. It's time. Bit of respect.
Yeah. And if you can't do that, maybe just don't mock. But do you think that's why? Do you think people don't see her as real, therefore they can't have a real response?
100%. Yeah.
Across far north Queensland, this is the Hot FM Powder Room.
Joined in the Powder Room by the imperfect mum, Christy Vallely, and Lou Strimmer from Cairns Central. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
We are discussing the topics of the week.
Yeah, now, yesterday when I was bringing up a few possible topics to Christy, you said to me, Illy, I think there's something we need to talk about. And I think it's that myth that women don't support other women.
Yep. It is a complete myth. What I see in
complete.
The complete. It is a complete myth. Hey, listen. Okay.
Let's go
broad here. I think there's a human issue. Yeah. I think there's a human issue of people not supporting people.
Yes.
All right, calm down.
And you know what? Women are coming back with this supporting each other, and I'm actually covered in goosebumps because the amount of support I have myself and what I see in the Australian landscape and also in our small community is so inspirational. There are so many women supporting each other, and once we come together and we do that, magic happens. And I think
and
that's pretty
cool. And there's just more and more female empowerment movements happening and, you know, growing like yourself. Yeah. You're a prime example.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I think I understand the concept and probably in the celebrity kind of world, but I totally agree.
I think it's more tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah.
That's kind of the deal, isn't it? Because no one's going, well, some people do, but it's not like you're seeing just an everyday Joe Blow walking down the street like, oh, that's my success.
It's
the richies,
it's the big ones at the top of town. Yeah, but I think... And those people probably just shouldn't even engage.
Yeah, precisely.
With that, if they don't like it.
But I think it goes deeper than that. For centuries, I think that women have been pronounced as incapable of true friendship. Mm. Like, I was doing a little bit of research. For example, in the Victorians actually depicted friendship between women as short-lived and unable to withstand women's quarrelsome natures.
Really?
And then think about it, you flash forward to modern times, we're saturated with films depicting women as mean girls.
Wow.
We had Bring It On. Mm. So this isn't just what you see every day, it's all that messaging that we're bombarded with that women hate one another.
Yep.
And I've got to say, these two women sitting in this very room, you, Chrissy, and you,
so
Lou, have both supported me on numerous occasions.
Aww.
You gave me the job of a lifetime with that modelling.
And you did an incredible job.
You know, that made me feel so special. And Christy, you have given me advice, such insightful advice that I'll take with me for the rest of my life.
Aww.
And you have said some groundbreaking stuff to me as well.
Aww.
So, you know, but that's true. And I have so many more experiences like that in Cairns as well of women.
Yeah. And so many genuine friendships.
And actually, yes.
And I'm sitting right
relationships.
Here.
Sorry, Shad, we're all
with you. With your 6 to 9 here. Everybody morning.
Yes.
And I'll be the first, you out.
I'll be the first to say that you have given me some exceptional advice too, but we're talking about the women to women.
Okay, no, fair enough.
There's nothing like support from a woman sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we understand one another.
And on the note of what we were saying before about Kimmy, is I think there is people that sit on the sidelines waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
See, I was right. Women don't support each other.
Yes.
So it might be a little micro example, but they bring it out to this big thing when it's not really.
Very true.
And it is really minimal. So.
And I think it happens with men too.
Yeah.
That, oh, look, another man cheated. People are waiting on the sidelines for that as well.
See, look, just...
You've gone pale.
Nervous. I just hate, as Illy knows, I just hate everyone equally. So that's I don't discriminate. But I love you, ladies, and thank you very much for coming in to the studio for the powder room.
Awesome.
My tie is waiting outside, so please enjoy those. Get another powder room done.
Oh my God. Thank you.